Hello everyone, welcome back. We have three amazing stories about the souls in purgatory because November is the time in the church where we focus our attention on praying for the souls in purgatory. So isn't it nice to have Janelle back?
Oh, it's great to be here. I feel like I have something new to share with you. So this month, something that I am doing that is new is I'm going through a book called A Month with Our Friends, The Souls in Purgatory. And it's a book that my cousin recommended and I'm really thankful. So it goes through a little lesson about purgatory and then some stories about people's encounters with souls. And then we do prayers at the end. So this is for the entire month. And anyhow, the other day I came across a story about a Jesuit priest who encountered a soul. And the priest wanted to know how painful it really was, these flames in purgatory. And so the soul allowed a drop of sweat to fall onto the Jesuit's hand. And the priest let out a horrible scream and passed out. And upon hearing the scream, a bunch of the other priests came to his cell. And this is what the priest recounted. Upon hearing the description of the event, all were seized with fear and resolved to multiply their penance and prayers, to flee from worldly pleasures and to tell everyone they met about this extraordinary event, in order to encourage them to avoid purgatory and to hasten the release of souls. Stanislaus Kostka, so that was his name, lived for one more year in constant agony from the burn on his hand, which would not heal. So, not that I want to scare anybody, but sometimes it's good to have a little bit of fear. I don't want to go to purgatory. It doesn't sound very pleasing. Okay, the second story. So there were these two priests. They were Dominicans, and they promised each other that once one of them dies, that the other one who still remained on earth had to continue praying for the friend who was now hopefully in purgatory. Shortly after, one of the priests passed away, and he ended up appearing to his friend. So he went on to explain how terrible the sufferings were for just even minor things that he did while he was still alive. And in order to really earn the pity of his friend who still remained on earth, he said this: "Nothing on earth can demonstrate the ardor of this fire. Do you want proof?" Then he placed his hand on a wooden table into which it immediately embedded itself. Let's just pray all the souls out of purgatory.
So story number three comes from Saint Matilda from 1200. So she died in 1296. And so she had this devotion, a Benedictine nun, a devotion to the holy souls in purgatory. And then one day, a soul appeared to her and it made her afraid. And she,
so that was, this?
That's what her first response was. But then she learned to start praying for the souls that were appearing to her. Mm. And so she developed this great devotion to the holy souls in purgatory, which led her to one day receiving communion for the departed souls. Mm. So she received the grace, offering it for those who would be in purgatory. And one day when she did this, Jesus appeared to her and asked her to say, "One Our Father." So she continues and she starts saying, this Our Father for the souls in purgatory. But she says she's inspired to pray the Our Father differently. So she would say, "Our Father who art in heaven," and then spontaneously started to pray differently, then went back to the original text. Mm-hmm. Once she finishes the entire Our Father with the intention of praying for the holy souls in purgatory, she sees a multitude of these souls in purgatory being released into heaven. And then she writes down this prayer. Now, this prayer gets put into a book, as far as I can tell, and the research that I did, a book of prayers by St. Gertrude and St. Matilda. And there's a ton, like we're talking a lot of prayers in this book. It's published, the one I found in the 1800s. So I went through this whole thing. This prayer is in there, but I have to say it's one of many, maybe 100 prayers. So it's just kind of slipped in there. What I find interesting about this is if you go on the internet, St. Matilda's prayer regarding the Our Father for the holy souls in purgatory has become quite popular, and I couldn't figure out why. Because it's one of many, many, many prayers. Why this one? Well, it turns out, now this is a story. So in 1969, in Switzerland, a young girl with her parents went to a church on the weekday to pray. And when they entered the church, it was empty. They go into the pew, they kneel down, and this young girl looks up and sees an old nun near the high altar, and she's dressed she says, in an unusual fashion, like a nun that would have been dressed from a long time ago. So she approaches the nun in this empty church, and this woman gives this little girl a prayer card, a prayer sheet. She puts it into her pocket. And then she suddenly hears the church doors open, and a whole bunch of pilgrims come in, like people in pilgrimage start coming into the church, and she notices that they're really disheveled. They're not looking very dressed nicely. And she wonders, how are all these pilgrims going to fit into this church? And there's a priest at the back showing them where to sit. Well, this girl goes to the side altar and lights a candle, and she turns around and looks at the church, and to her astonishment, it is now empty. And the nun is gone. And the priest at the back is gone. The people are gone. The only people that are there are the people that she came into the church with. So she goes up to her parents and says, where are the pilgrims? And they said, well, we didn't see any pilgrims or the nun that was at the front near the high altar. And this little girl's confused. And then she thinks, the prayer card. So she reaches into her pocket and pulls it out. And it's the prayer of St. Matilda, the Our Father prayer for the holy souls in purgatory. Mm. So that's the story. And if you're interested in praying this prayer for the souls of purgatory, I'll link at the end, I'll provide it. I can assume from the story that this prayer is, this experience is holy souls from purgatory maybe flooding the church, and this prayer from St. Matilda, an indication, pray for these people, empty purgatory. Just my interpretation of why all those people disappeared, appeared and disappeared. But anyways, friends, let's continue to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. St. Matilda's prayer is going to be linked at the end of this video, as well as the chaplet of St. Gertrude, which is also a popular prayer for the holy souls in purgatory. Thanks for watching.